Good morning. COVID cases of the South African Beta variant are falling in Spain and Greece, while the outbreak in Italy is barely noticeable, according to official statistics. There are mounting fears all three countries could be placed on the new UK Amber Watch list later this week, potentially sparking holiday misery for thousands by threatening to end quarantine-free travel for the double jabbed. The push to create the category was prompted by concern amongst health officials about the rise of the Beta variant, which scientists say makes vaccines less effective, and was behind further restrictions being imposed on travellers returning from France last month. But figures reveal cases of the mutant strain are either falling or are very low in the three major destinations rumoured to be contenders for making it onto the UK's new list. And outbreaks of the variant in Italy and Spain are mostly away from tourism areas, data implies, but the variant appears to make up almost a third of tests on the Greek islands. Experts said yesterday the data did not suggest that further travel restrictions were needed and that the mutant strain was unlikely to outrun the more transmissible Delta variant, which is already dominant in Europe. They said the current rules requiring two jabs and proof of a negative test upon return to the UK should be enough to ease fears over the spread of the mutant strain, adding officials should be more worried about the UK's current crop of variants. Meanwhile, the latest official figures released by the Spanish Health Ministry yesterday show the overall incidence of COVID infections has fallen by 14 points now to 673.52 per 100,000 inhabitants for the past 14 days. On Friday, it was 687.3, and last Thursday, 696.31. Andalusia's regional president, Juanma Moreno, yesterday announced that as of this Thursday, the 5th of October, the COVID passport, a negative PCR test or a negative antigen test will be required to enter all nightlife venues in the region. The decision comes as the result of the committee analysing the current wave of infections to study new measures that could be put into place to combat it, especially among the younger groups that are not yet vaccinated, who usually meet up inside bars and nightclubs. In the same meeting, it was approved to extend all the current measures that originally came into force on July the 22nd. And Lionel Messi has reportedly concluded contract talks with Barcelona Football Club and will stay there by penning a new deal until 2026, meaning he will remain at the Nou Camp until he's nearly 40. The 34-year-old, whose deal expired at the end of June, has finally agreed to new terms with the Spanish publication Sport, claiming negotiations are now finalised. Barcelona, however, will still need to reduce their wage bill so Messi's new contract can be registered with La Liga. An announcement is expected to be made in the coming days after a breakthrough was made in talks yesterday with Messi's father, Jorge. Messi has been in direct dialogue with the club over extending his stay for months now, and news that he has decided to stay will come as welcome relief to supporters. Due to Barcelona's dire financial position, Messi has had to take a 50% pay cut from his previous deal. The 34-year-old has been with Barcelona's academy since 2000, amassing 778 games and scoring 672 goals. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.